Yo.
Yeah.
Check. Bitches on my dick.
All day. What? I got bitches all on my dick and every day. Sucking on my balls, licking on my balls. These bitches, these hoes, stick it in their booty hole. This is a new one.
Yeah.
I have never gotten this one before.
Is it pretty rare for you to get new ones now?
Yeah, extremely. They must cycle through, like, the new and the old ones, though.
Yeah.
Because lately I've been getting ones, and I've been like, oh, fuck, that's a new one. Because it got to a point where I just stopped looking at them.
True.
Yeah. Oh. But anyway, this one, why is it... Oh, well, obviously they're going to talk about Victorians. It's Victoria Bitter. Anyway... Victorian Hayden Wilson once beat Parmageddon, ate 5 chicken parmas in 18 minutes and 34 seconds.
Oh, damn. Dude.
That's quicker than I ate one palmy.
Yeah. It's hard to get a palmy down in sub 20.
Yeah. Because usually you get like, you know, halfway through, you got to take a bit of a break, let it settle.
When you got your chips, your salad.
Yeah, like, true. I wonder if this was just chicken palmies.
Even still, man.
Still 5.
I wonder how big they were. Because you can get them big fucking, plate-sized ones.
Yeah, it's like an actual full chicken.
Or you can get them little poxy, chicken schnitzel ones. I wonder if you
could probably Google it. I'm not going to. Yeah. But still, that's a good effort. Either way, in 18 minutes.
Yeah.
That's pretty much just non-stop
you
eating.
You got to give props where it's due.
Yeah. Good on you, Hayden.
Well done, Hayden.
Come on.
Wait, I added a new sound.
Oh,
I forgot to tell you about.
When?
Like ages ago.
Oh, what?
But I forgot about it.
Play it.
Brother,
What's that from?
I don't know. It's just this it's Muslim guy.
Brother,
He's just like, Brother,
That's good. I like that.
I wish it didn't have the background music, but that's
it makes it.
Makes it sound special.
I was going to say something, but don't worry.
Okay.
D-dub. D-W. Do you realise as you get older, you stop using, like, abbreviations as much?
Dude, I used to, get an arsenal of them, eh? Like, I would search up meanings and shit and just start throwing them out there.
Yeah.
Just to, make people confused.
Yeah. Well, I remember, high school, you could type, a full message to someone using just abbreviated words.
Hey,
is that
H-I-U.
Is that what you call it? Abbreviated?
Yeah.
Or do they have this?
Or acronym.
Acronym, yeah. Yeah, that's the one.
Like, hi, yeah. H-I-U-W-U-D.
What?
Hi, how are you? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or ha, 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 W-T-F, L-O-L.
Yeah.
W-U-D. I don't know. But now, I'll catch myself if I'm about to type an acronym. I'll even sometimes type it and then, delete it and be like, no.
You've grown
up. I'm 22 now. I have to start saying things properly. Even, cause instead of because.
Really?
Yeah. I'll type it and, sometimes send it and be like, oh, that just looks so silly.
It's a little bit different. But you know how I say A all the time, especially when I'm texting?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I say it a lot in person as well.
Yeah.
But when I'm texting,
you say it a lot. So do I, though.
Yeah, I've noticed you say it a lot.
Yeah.
I sent a text to my boss the other day because he asked how The Apprentice went. And it was terrible because I was, driving as I sent it, exposing myself.
Yeah, it's okay.
But yeah. I read it when I got home. It was a 5-line text and there was about 5 A's in there. Just not needed.
That's good.
Yeah, he went all right, eh? But he's just a bit slow, eh? I
just
think
A after everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
sorry.
usually I go through and like check it for A's.
Yeah.
And like take a few out, so there's only two.
Yeah.
But I yeah.
You forgot.
I didn't do it.
I mean, he probably didn't give a fuck, but still. It's one of those things where it's like...
The message right under was A with a laughing face.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. They definitely noticed it.
Oh, it's fucking good. But yeah, A's always been in my vocabulary.
Yeah, me too.
I think A is kind of like the male version of slay.
Yeah.
Do you reckon? But then...
No, I doubt, not really.
I doubt chicks go like, oh, how was your night? Oh, yeah, it was pretty good, slay.
That's what Woody does.
Yeah, he does. Yeah. But he will go, yeah, it was pretty good. Slay. I mean, yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Or some bullshit like that.
Nah. I don't even know. I think it's pretty dirty, like, language. Just say it, like it.
Saying A.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't sound very proper.
Oh, no, it's not proper at all.
Nah.
It's pretty
slangy. Yeah.
Oh, it's very slangy.
Yeah.
That's one of the slang words that probably gets used fucking everywhere, though. You know, it's not exclusive to any country.
No, you're right. Fucking, what's that?
Everyone uses A.
There's some nation that uses A all the time, like one of them European countries.
Fucking.
Oh, no, Canadians, bro.
A?
Yeah. They say,
do they?
Yeah, they say A all the time.
I don't know, wait. How do... Canadians have a weird accent.
Yeah, I'm not even going to try
well,
to do it.
Well, I mean, we have weird... Well, no, we have normal accents. We sound normal.
Yeah, we sound normal. Everyone else is different.
We've definitely talked about it before, and so has many other podcasts that, like, I've listened to.
Mm.
But it's crazy that our accent literally spawned from drunk British. Like, that's what our accent is.
It's pretty perfect.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
But then, what's our accent when we're drunk?
Yeah, fuck.
I feel like our accents don't really change when we're drunk, though.
Yeah, our accents don't, but...
We just get louder.
Yeah,
I'm louder. I'm kind of yelling right now, to be honest.
Yeah, dude. You drunk?
Nah. I'm kamikaze'd.
Yeah, you're preed up.
Yeah. Those are good.
Mm.
Like, real tasty. Real.
Real. Bloody, I got a problem.
Mm.
You know how, like, I'm all for the baby on board stickers on the back of your car.
Yeah.
But it pisses me off when you got someone with their baby on board sticker on the back of their car and they're fucking swerving in between lanes, speeding and shit. You're like, bro, you want people to be careful around you and you're fucking out here hooning.
It grinds my gears. You drive past and there's not even a baby on board.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, no baby seat either.
I feel like that's standard for 75% of them.
I just don't understand. Why would you want people to know there's a baby? Well, actually, no, that's dumb. It does make sense. But
so
I know what you mean.
People are careful around you.
Yeah. That reminds me, actually, on my way here, I was going to bring it up because I was like, what the fuck?
Mm.
I was on the highway going 100. I was in the right lane because there was a truck going slow as fuck. So I was just going 100, maybe even 105,
whoa,
you know?
Bad boy.
Pushing the fucking limits.
Yeah.
And I just see this fucking D-Max fucking hooning up behind me. And I could tell already, I was like, he's going to ride right up my ass, and then I'm going to look in my mirror and he's going to throw his fucking hands up and get all pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
So before he caught up, because he was catching up pretty fast. So before he caught up, I slowed down just a little bit. Went behind the truck in the left lane so he could go. He drives past and he's driving a fucking company car that was promoting sponsoring like African children.
He's just boosting around.
And he's just boosting it. Like, I know it doesn't really have much relation to like the company and that.
Yeah.
But you know, like.
He
just fucking hoons past me and then I go behind him and it's just this like malnourished black kid on the back saying, give me hope.
Maybe he's just trying to spread the word quicker, bro.
He's gone so fast you couldn't even read it.
Yeah.
I like to speed up to read it. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or even just, not even that, certain company, but you just see people driving company cars absolutely hooking it.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God.
It's not a good look, dude.
Oh, another thing that happened on the road yesterday, driving to work, got to one set of lights and this car just wasn't moving. Like, we got there, I was behind him. They weren't speeding, they weren't going slow. Like, we'll keep in safe distance. Got to the lights, it turned green, like, as soon as we stopped, and they were just weren't moving. And I was literally, like, had my hand going to beep the horn, and they went. So I was like, oh, yeah, chill.
Yeah.
Same thing, weren't going slow. They were swerving a little bit, but, you know.
Texting.
Yeah, texting, or, you know, maybe tired. Could have even been a drunk driver.
Mm.
Who knows? It was, like, 4:30 in the morning, though. Anyway, get to the next lights, and the lights were green as we were pulling up to them. Like, not changing colour or anything. And they just stopped.
Really?
And, like, sat there. So I fucking honked them.
Yeah.
Not, like, aggressive or a, you know, long just honk. Just a little, like,
boop. Yeah.
And, like, they fucking boosted. And then, like, full swerved over. But there wasn't, like, much distance for me to get past them. And then their fool got their hand out the window, like, fucking waving me along. But, like, quite aggressively. Like, they were pissed off at me for honking.
Yeah, right.
And then kept driving. And then they were just riding up my ass the whole time.
What?
And I was like, all right. And then they kind of backed off. But then it seemed like they were following me for ages.
Yeah.
Like, it was probably not until, like, maybe two turn-offs before my turn-off for work that they weren't behind me anymore.
Right.
Because it did get to the point where I kind of started getting anxious. I was like, fuck, have I just tooted some psycho that's going to follow me to work and he's going to fucking flog me or something?
Yeah.
Because he stopped at a green light. Anyway, drivers just piss me off.
That's dangerous, though. Yeah. Stopping at a green light.
Yeah, no shit.
Like,
because it wasn't even like a slow stop. It was like an abrupt stop. Yeah, but lucky I wasn't speeding.
Yeah.
Because I had enough time to be like, oh, fuck, they're stopping.
Mm.
But then they just stayed there. I was like,
brother,
what am I supposed to do?
Yeah.
And then the like, just everything. I was like, fucking hell. This guy's fucking off his head, mate.
4:30 in the morning, brother.
I already need to piss. I'm Jesus. Sorry.
Yeah. I did a massive one when I got here as well.
Fucking hell, dude. Dude, you know what I think about sometimes? Yeah. I think I could, like, come out here, write some bars down, pull up a beat, do some raps into this. Do it. Why not?
I reckon you should.
It could be a nice fun little hobby for you.
You know what I thought about the other day?
Hold on.
Yeah.
I think our podcast cover might be ready. Hold on.
It's what I said, bro.
Hold on. It might be something else.
Okay, that's right.
But capital letters, guess what?
Oh.
Anyway.
That would be perfect timing.
I'll keep this close.
Keep it posted.
Because how good would that be? Anyway, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking, like, fuck, what if I got with, like, this, like, singer chick or something?
Yeah.
Start making lyrics for her. Like, just find out that I'm hell good at writing lyrics.
That'd be pretty cool.
I reckon that'd be tight, bro. Just fucking become a songwriter, bro.
Be pretty sick.
And then she blows up. I write a few hits. Then people start knocking on my door.
People Mr. start Drake. Saying... I thought you were saying you're going to call yourself Mr. Dre.
Oh, no. Like,
oh, that might not go down so well.
Oh, your mate Nate.
Mm.
Writing bars.
That'd be a pretty cool name as like a producer or a DJ.
Yeah, dude.
Your mate Nate.
It's like my thing for everything now, eh?
Yeah, it's just good.
Your mate Nate.
Mine's just my name.
Will.
Unfortunately. Or ATAR Dropout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah. It's a spin on fucking College Dropout, Kanye.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
Uni Dropout.
Yeah.
That's me.
Never went to, oh, yeah. Yeah. I never went to uni, so.
Yeah, true.
Is what it is.
It is what it is.
I like your shirt, man.
Thanks, dude. Got it at some gnarly concert we went to.
Yeah, buddy.
What is it? Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
oh, shit.
And at the very end, he held it and then he started singing. He's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Fuck, man. How good.
The Far Side. That was an awesome concert, bro.
For a bunch of, you know, I assume old they'd heads. Be in their 50s.
Oh, yeah.
The old heads.
Yeah.
They went fucking hard.
They had the energy pumping, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, from the minute they walked out to, like, even when they left and then came back.
Yeah.
And then left again. They had the whole fucking crowd rocking, dude.
Literally.
Like, up there with one of the best concerts I've seen, I reckon.
Mm. Especially because it was such a small venue as well. Mm. It made it a lot more, like, intimate.
I love small venues, bro.
Like what? We were a fair few rows of people back in the crowd, and they were, like, right there in front of us still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, even if you were at the back, I reckon, it would have still felt like you weren't that far away.
I kept turning around to, like, see, like, the crowd behind us.
Mm.
And there was only a few rows, and then it was just, like, empty dance floor. And then people were just chilling up at the bar, like, watching from there and still fucking into it.
Into it, bro.
Yeah.
It was awesome, bro.
It was fucking good. They made it pretty obvious that they were coming back for an encore, though.
Yeah.
They stepped off stage for like 2 minutes and then came back and was like, nah, we ain't done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I actually thought they were done, I can't lie. I was like, yeah. Oh, damn.
Well, it took them fucking ages to come out.
Yeah. Which is what made me think. I was like, oh.
Yeah, they probably are done.
Yeah, they're
done. They'd probably get gassed out pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Old boys, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And doing all that jumping around that they were doing. They were dancing, bro. Yeah,
it wasn't
bro.
Like they were just rapping. They were, like you said, they had the energy.
Yeah.
It was good.
That's the main takeaway. Like, I had just the energy, bro. Yeah. Was perfect.
And the opener was good. Mally Jones.
Yeah.
He went hard.
He was fucking cool.
Dude, he would have played for longer than what Farside did, I reckon.
He was on for a while.
He was on for ages.
And then obviously brought out two other acts.
Yeah, true.
Which
true.
Was fucking dope.
Mm.
Like, he's got songs with those guys.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Yeah. Putting them on.
No, for the money, like, what did we pay? $70 for a ticket.
Mm.
More than worth it.
I'd do it again in a heartbeat.
Oh, for sure. I'm going to another gig tomorrow night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which one?
It's this band called Dinosaur Jr.
That's for Perth Festival, hey? Or no?
No. I don't think so. They're just doing a... Because I think it might be their debut album.
True.
It's 30-year anniversary of one of their albums.
Right.
Yeah, they're playing at the same place that Brian Jonestown played.
Where was that?
Astor Theatre.
Right.
Mount Lawley? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Is that a good venue?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Because that's where Freddie Gibbs played, bro.
It is a good venue because they've got like a balcony and then like the ground floor. And there's, like, seating and then, like, a pretty big stage area.
Yeah, no.
It's pretty similar to, Oh, actually, no. It'd be a bit bigger than Frio Social.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, it's good.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Oh, actually, yeah. You could fit way more people in there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Been around for a while. Yeah. Astor Theatre.
Yeah.
But yeah, same thing. Like, they're definitely more popular than Brian Jonestown.
Right.
But, $70 for a ticket.
Say less.
Yeah.
Loving the cheap gigs lately, too.
Oh, it's so good, man.
Like, I'm thinking of going, because on Sunday for Perth Festival, they've got the Sacred Souls.
Yeah.
Which is like, they're like a soul kind of group.
Mm.
They're pretty fresh. Like, I think they only just dropped their first album last year.
Oh, true.
But it was a big hit. And that's on, like, Sunday at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
But then Perth Festival also has Samphire.
Mm.
On at 6 p.m. in a completely different spot.
That's a stitch up.
And like these Sacred Souls are $60. Oh, no, they might be 50. And Sanford's like 90, 100.
Still.
But
it's fucking good.
Yeah.
Sanford's on Kendrick.
Yeah. Kendrick's album.
Yeah.
On The Life of Pablo.
Yeah.
On the song St. Pablo.
Yeah.
Is on one of Drake's songs. Like,
it's pretty crazy.
He puts in work, bro.
Yeah. He's a vocalist, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's pretty sick.
Killer vocalist, dude.
That's annoying because it sounds like Sacred Souls and him are a pretty similar vibe.
I was thinking,
like, for you, you like both of them.
Yeah.
So it's like a fucking mission to pick. But whereas if it was like a rapper and like soul artist,
oh, I'd get the, you know, rapper.
It'd be separate crowds.
Yeah.
Whereas there'd probably be so many people like you.
Where you're just
so
torn.
Fucking stuck.
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't just make Sacred Souls the opener for Sampha.
Yeah. Like if that, it's the same.
And just bump the tickets up a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, fuck knows.
Who knows? Well,
they probably would make more money out of making them separate. I wouldn't be surprised if there was people buying tickets for both. Go see half of one, shoot over to the other.
I was thinking of doing that. Cause one,
that'd be a mission. Yeah. Long weekend, though.
It is.
There's also another garbage event on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Are we going to that?
I want to, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I should be able to.
Yeah, come afterwards.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Fucking oath. Anyway.
Oh, where is the garbage event? Because it won't be at the Rekabyte.
Not sure. No, it wouldn't be because one of those events are on there, eh?
Yeah.
Let's have a look. Let's have a fucking look-see, eh?
Let's have a fucking geese.
Garbage. It is at... it's in a villa.
Really?
187 Sterling Street, Perth.
Oh! House party!
Yeah, right. That's pretty sick.
Yeah, that's going to get loose.
Oh, and then... Oh, never mind. Different one. Yeah, that'd be fucking good.
Yeah.
Fucking oath.
House party rave.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
How are they going to fit cunts in there? Must be a big villa. It's probably outside. Maybe.
Fuck knows.
Fuck knows. I'm confused.
Keen to find out.
Yeah. That'd be good. Oh, but yeah, no, there's so much music coming to Perth at the moment.
Oh, I'm loving
it. It's awesome.
It, but it's hurting my bank account.
It does hurt the bank account, but, you know, for the memories, it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
For sure.
It's annoying getting into so much more music now, too. Because before, it'd just be like, oh, if a rapper came to Perth, it'd be like, yeah, I'll go see him.
Yeah.
Now it's like fucking everything, bro.
Oh, shit. Fucking Black Country New Roads coming soon as well.
Yeah, they are, aren't
like
they?
Like start of March.
Yeah.
And they're doing two shows. First show is sold out, and second show is selling out fast, apparently.
Right.
Yeah. So they must, the first show must have sold out pretty quick. And they're like, oh.
For them to do two shows in Perth as well.
Yeah.
I think they're...
Who else? Streets is coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, Sampha, Sacred Souls.
Yeah.
So there's a few coming up. Even
fucking heaps.
There's an R&B festival coming up, dude.
No, it's like the summertime or some shit like that.
Sold out.
Yeah, yeah.
I fucking...
That'd be all right.
Kind of want to go to that, too. Yeah.
Isn't T-Pain playing or something?
Nah, not T-Pain. Fuck, like
Rick Ross.
I wish.
Isn't he?
Nah.
Oh, fuck. I thought he was.
This is that. That was a like old school festival.
Yeah, they had right.
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
That'd be pretty cool.
I'm pretty sure T-Pain might have been there.
Yeah.
The Game. Like just them old school fucking old like 2000s.
Yeah. That artists. Would be pretty sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have loved to see the crowd there.
It'd be so different.
Just a bunch of middle-aged dudes. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it's my shit, man.
Yeah. Literally. Oh, that's fucking funny.
Mm. Yeah. Fucking. I was going to talk
about...
I was
about to say the N-word.
Fuck. Just drop it real quick.
Yeah, just out of nowhere. Fucking hell.
Dude, you must say it.
Bit my tongue.
Yeah, you must say it too much, eh? Have moments like that.
Maybe not enough.
Mm. So it's wanting to get out of you.
Yeah. Anyway. Bloody. I think I know what you're going to bring up. Yeah.
Fuck, pretty cool movie, eh?
Yeah, boy.
Like, your description of it, how it's the mixture between Pulp Fiction and Requiem for a Dream.
Yeah.
I reckon that was perfect, eh?
Yeah.
Like, because I kind of feel like I need to watch it again. To fully, like, really understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like, I feel like I got most of it.
It's pretty easy to follow.
Yeah. Like, I followed it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I also just want to watch it again.
Yeah.
Because it was fucking cool.
It's a cool movie.
Like, I love the way they narrated it. The whole way through with the main character.
Yeah.
Fuck, I love that. And the opening scene, like when he's has that whole thing that he's talking about on the back of the vinyl, like choose this, choose that.
Choose life.
And then he's like, but fuck that.
Yeah.
Like, choose heroin.
And then doesn't he get fucking like kicked in the head with a fucking soccer ball or something at the end of the opening scene?
Something like that.
I don't know, but yeah.
Mm.
Just all the scenes. It's all, yeah.
All the scenes were fucking awesome.
The fucking, you know the scene where he goes and buys heroin and he's like, what the fuck is this? And he sticks it in his ass?
Yeah.
The guy that sells him the heroin is the author of the book.
Really?
Yeah.
True.
Irvin Welsh, I think.
I've heard that name.
Yeah. But yeah, it's like a cool little cameo.
Yeah, true.
It's like it's his book.
Because the only time you see him as well.
Yeah. I think he pops up another time for like some random reason.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah. It's a pretty cool little Easter egg.
Yeah, that is cool. What the fuck? That's funny how he fucking...
Yeah, and then he goes and shits it out.
That scene actually confused the fuck out of me. Like, what? He just dives in the fucking toilet?
Yeah, but then he's like swimming around it. But then he comes out of it and he's like actually covered in shit and walks home in shit.
Yeah.
I think it was like, I think that whole thing is a hallucination because he's stuffed it up his ass and he's like taking the heroin through his ass.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, right. I think that's what it's saying.
Yeah.
Because obviously he's didn't... Because it's a pretty, like, realistic movie, apart from that one scene.
Yeah.
That's the one scene where it's like, wait, what's going on here? Because then the rest of the movie, it's like, oh, well, that could actually happen, or would happen.
But that one, I was like, what the fuck's going on here?
Yeah, it's pretty grotty.
Oh, that toilet is disgusting. Yeah. Oh.
Mm. And then when fucking, who is it, Spud? Fucking...
He's the dumb one, eh?
Yeah, the whole goofy guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he fucking goes to root his missus after going clubbing and he shits the bed.
And then goes into the fucking, when they're all having breakfast.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
Oh, I've had an accident.
Yeah. And it fucking sprays all over him.
I can clean it for you.
Yeah, fucking hell.
The funniest scene I thought, when old mate, what's the main character's name?
Renton.
Renton, when he's... Like, went to that chick's house, having breakfast in the mornings. Like, oh, are you roommates with her or something?
Yeah.
They just laugh. They're like, what the fuck?
And she comes out in a fucking school uniform.
Bro, my jaw's never dropped that far.
It's pretty funny.
I was like, oh, yeah. Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Then she stitches him up hard.
Yeah, because what is she? She's like, oh, fucking, if you don't see me again, I'm going to tell the cops.
Yeah. He's like, fuck.
Yeah.
So you know what they do to people like me in prison?
Yeah.
Chop your balls off.
Yeah, fuck it, hell.
Fuck it,
And the fucking psycho dude. He's the one character whose name I forget.
Psycho dude.
The
alcoholic?
Yeah, the alcoholic. He doesn't do all that, but he always stabs people and starts bar fights and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't remember. It's on the tip of my tongue, but anyway.
The one gripe I had with it, like the movie, mainly that fucking, the drunk, is some of the time, like I could not understand what they're saying.
Yeah, the accents are pretty strong in it though.
Yeah, especially from the drunk dude.
Yeah.
Which, like it, fuck, it's not a knock against the movie or anything. It was just like, I couldn't actually, like they would say something. I'd be like, what the fuck did he just say?
Yeah.
But...
It's a good movie to watch with subtitles.
Yeah, it would be. Mm. But Renton's accent, like, I could understand everything he said, which was good.
And Sick Boy.
Yeah.
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 Sick Boy's I like Sick Boy.
I was going to say, he's cool.
Yeah, he's one of my favourites.
He just does heroin.
Yeah, pretty much. Because
he can.
Yeah.
And then, I like at the start of the movie, when Renton's getting off the heroin, and he's like, fucking Sick Boy's doing it too, just to show me how easy it is for him.
Yeah, literally.
Just to rub it in.
Yeah.
Fuck. A little bit disturbing, some scenes.
Like yeah.
When the baby dies.
Yeah, that bit's pretty fucked.
And even, like, when they're doing the heroin and the baby's just crawling around.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, man.
The heroin scene, well, they're not, like, extremely graphic.
No.
But... I always talk to this with fucking my missus. Most movies where there's like heroin or drug use, they make it look really bad. Like that, you know, you shouldn't do it.
Mm.
Whereas in this, they make it out that heroin is fucking awesome.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know what I mean? Like they make it look like it's a hell good time.
Yeah. Watching it, I was like, fuck man, I can't. Like.
It. Literally though. No, legit.
Yeah.
It actually does make you think like, fuck, maybe I could actually try it. Like, it looks pretty fucking fun.
Well, bro, they're all just chilling in a circle. Yeah. Like.
Whereas most other movies, like Requiem for a Dream, they show you how fucked heroin can make your life in the end.
Yeah.
And drugs.
Yeah.
Whereas this, it literally ends with him doing heroin and stealing money for selling heroin. And he's like the happiest dude at the end of the movie.
Loves life.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Even... I feel bad for...
It's done.
Oh, yeah.
It's done.
Oh, yeah. Live reaction.
Live reaction? Hold on. Fuck, should I say, please send it. We're recording right now.
Yeah. I'm impressed, eh?
Yeah.
That she finished it so quick.
She literally said last night, like, oh, it might not be done if it's not busy at work. I could fucking smash it out.
Shouts out to Will's missus.
Shouts out Elfie Inc.
New cover photo.
New cover.
Dude, I'm hype.
Oh, I'm so keen. Oh, anyway.
But
yeah.
All in all, fucking sick movie.
Oh, you know what I mean by it's a cult classic.
Yeah.
It's one of those movies, like, it's fucking timeless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I reckon I could chuck it on again and still, like, learn some shit from it.
That's
like,
what I was saying. I've seen it well over 10 times.
Yeah.
And every time I realize something new.
Oh, I wish I didn't just rent it. I wish I actually bought the movie because it was $3 to rent, but you can only watch it once.
Yeah.
But it was like $7 to buy it.
Oh, fuck. You know what? Do you have a DVD player? Or can you watch DVDs in your fucking Xbox or something?
Yeah, I can do it in my Xbox.
Literally any op shop you go to, you find Trainspotting on DVD.
Oh, really?
It's fucking everywhere, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I actually kind of want to start collecting DVDs.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't do it, but...
Oh, it'd be cool, though.
It's, like,
just having a bunch of classic CDs, dude.
Yeah, it'd be sick. But the soundtrack as well.
Oh, banging, dude. That would sound awesome on vinyl.
It sounds fucking wicked. You know, I think... I'm pretty sure it is the last song when he's, like, walking away after he's stolen the money. Born Slippy
is
the name of the song.
Right.
Are you connected? Your phone's up there. I probably am. Hold on. Actually, I wouldn't be. But I'll connect up because I want to play it a little bit.
Yeah.
Because, dude, that was one of the songs that, like, I kind of bought the vinyl for.
Right.
Well, I love all the songs.
Mm.
But, I've fucking pumped it on vinyl. When I got it, like, found where it was and skipped to it.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds so fucking good.
Real?
It's like, it's kind of a hype song. It's like real old school D&B.
Well, that's what I found, like, all the songs were. Well, not all of them, but a lot of them were just, like, old school D&B. Like, electro music. I was thinking this
is true.
Sick on fucking vinyl.
Oh, it was an expensive vinyl, though.
Yeah.
Like... Oh. How much did I pay? $80?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see why, though.
Oh, worth it.
Mm.
Yeah, this song.
Yeah.
Such a banger. I pumped it up so loud. It's a really long song. It's like 9 minutes.
Well, because this goes into the outro and everything as well, eh?
Yeah. Yeah. With like the ending credits and shit.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'm just seeing the whole scene in my head now, too.
That's what's so good about fucking soundtrack vinyls.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it starts getting hell hype.
Dude, this would be sick on vinyl.
Dude. Oh, surely people have remixed it with DJ sets.
You would have had to.
There's a fucking AI-generated cover of this.
True.
And it's Homer Simpson. And it sounds fucking mint.
Really?
It sounds so good. But yeah, anyway. Fucking great soundtrack.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Well, I texted you right after I finished the movie, and I was like, I see why he bought the soundtrack.
Yeah. Yeah, legit.
No, it was cool, man. There's
fucking Iggy Pop in there as well.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a Pixie song. I feel I've sent you Pixie songs before.
Yeah, I've listened to the Pixies.
Yeah, Where Is Your Mind?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The music video for Where Is Your Mind is all Trainspotting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
True.
It's a cool fucking music video.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's dope.
Which is, it's cool. Like, it's a sick video.
Yeah.
But the song isn't in the movie.
True.
And around the same time was when Fight Club was made. And Where Is Your Mind is the ending song of Fight Club.
True.
So you'd think they would have used Fight Club for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was, they used Trainspotting. But it was fucking, it's cool.
Well, Fight Club's a pretty cool movie too, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you watched it?
No.
Oh. That movie is, oh, it's not a head fuck. But at the end, you're like, oh my fucking God.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great movie. It's Brad Pitt and fucking Edward Norton.
Okay.
I'm like, you know Brad Pitt. Yeah. Edward Norton, you'd recognize me if you saw him.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to piss and then we'll talk about your album.
Okay.
Sorry, man. I don't want to piss so much.
Yeah, dude. I feel like you're just trying to get away from me, eh?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Hey. Still going? Hell yeah. What's that like? Fucking 3 weeks in a row now or something? Yeah. Been a minute.
It's been a hot minute.
What am I looking at?
My dick.
My
ass crack.
I thought I was being fucking discreet about it.
Nah, dude, it was pretty obvious.
Yeah, my bad. Anyway, album.
Yeah.
It's fucking good.
Yeah.
But Spotify stitched me up.
Oh, really?
You know when you go onto an album and you click the start and then it should go through?
Yeah.
Mine just jumbled up.
What?
And I didn't have like shuffle on or anything. Yeah. I had like songs queued in between.
Oh, dude, that would have ruined it.
So the first half went in order.
Yeah.
And then it just started jumbling up because I counted how many songs or looked at how many songs. And it got to like halfway through. And then went back to the first song.
Oh, what?
And I was like, the fuck? I was like,
it was supposed to be so easy. Yeah.
What does he say? I should have just stayed in bed.
Yeah. Should have just stayed in bed
like I know how.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. And then it went back. And obviously I realized, I was like, that last song could not have been the ending.
Yeah.
And then went to the next one. Did like one or two songs in a row and then just skipped to the last one.
Oh, what?
Because then all of a sudden he finds the money.
Yeah.
It's behind, it's because it's behind the TV, isn't it?
Yeah.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, because it was like all jumbled up.
Yeah.
But in a way it made it kind of cool because I listened to it jumbled up and then listened to the last song and I was like I pieced it together in my mind.
Yeah.
But then I listened to it a last time, or a second time, and actually did it in order.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know what you mean. It's not the sort of, album you really play on aux.
No.
Like, because what was the other one you said you could play on aux, apart from Fit But You Know It?
Blinded By The Lights, which is the one where he talks about taking fucking, I'm assuming, MDMA in a club, and he's...
Yeah, I kind of remember it.
It's always got like a little electro beat behind it. Like, the beat almost sounds like a club.
Yeah.
And you just got him going through all his thoughts.
Yeah, okay. I kind of remember. That's the thing, because the first time it was all jumbled up, and then the second time I was listening to it in order, thinking about the first time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's a fucking sick album.
I love it too.
I like how you can't play it on aux.
Yeah, I do. Because
it makes it feel more like personal to you.
And like, it commands your full attention, the album.
Because
if you're not concentrating to it,
no,
you just miss the whole story.
That was the other thing. Because a lot of the time, apart from on the weekends, I can only listen to music when I'm in the car.
Mm.
So I listen to it in the car, but just from the first song, it made me like hooked into it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Usually when I listen to music in the car, it's kind of just white noise, you know? But this time I was actually fully like, oh, ooh.
Like there's something going on here. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, he's punching the TV guy.
Yeah.
That, I loved that one.
Bro, because that's the last song. Funny.
Yeah.
And like, that's a really cool song because obviously he's gotten fucked over by his mates and yeah. like his relationships in the dumps. He's like, fuck it, I'm just going to get drunk. Who's going to give a fuck?
Mm.
Gets the TV bloke to come around and the TV bloke was going to tell him about the money
yeah.
in the back of the thing. But he obviously had all his shit going on in his head.
So he's thinks like, he's being a fuckhead.
This dude's trying to fucking mug me off. Fuck yeah. this guy. Starts fighting him, bro.
Gets in his face.
He's pulling on my ear. It's really, really hurting.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Like, it's not the most lyrical song.
No.
But the way he flows his words makes it seem like a rap. Yeah. I was thinking, I was like, this, none of this shit is rhyming, really.
Nah.
It's just his accent and, like, the way he, fuck,
like delivers shit.
And yeah. pronounces it is like, ooh.
Dude.
Ooh.
And then because that, he goes through that and because his mate texts him, he's like, oh, I can fix your TV. And he's like, told him to fuck right off, chap.
Yeah.
And then it does like a whole rewind thing in the middle of the
yeah,
song.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he gets a text from his mate and he's like, oh, fuck, I will say yes. Like,
yeah,
this is what he wanted to do, sort shit out.
Mm.
Finds the grand. And like when you get to that bit, you're like, oh, what the fuck?
It was there the whole time.
You forget about it, bro.
Yeah. Oh, it's fucking.
Fuck, I just came to this conclusion.
Mm.
It's almost could be a metaphor for what you're looking for is just always right in front of you.
True.
You're just so focused on all the other shit.
A lot of the movie fucking is a movie.
Yeah.
A lot of the songs, he's sitting in front of his TV doing something
mm-hmm.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like pretty much every song he mentions how he's sitting in front of the TV.
Smoking weed.
Was the one? Roller Roach.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. Something about roaches with his fucking missus.
Missus, yeah.
Yeah. Oh nah, it was fucking good though.
I love that album, bro.
I fucking loved it. It was good.
Even because I've been bumping it heaps lately again because I recommended it to you. And like I've even been picking up on more shit, like because you know how his girl cheats on him.
Mm-hmm.
In the song Blinded by the Lights, he was meant to meet his girl and Dan, the dude that the girl cheated on him with.
Yeah, which is his mate, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was supposed to meet him there. And, like, he couldn't find him the whole time. He's like, fuck it, I'm just going to get fucked up, take these drugs.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I'm looking, I swear I can see Simone kissing Dan. And, like, that's when I made the connection. Like, oh, they were actually cheating,
yeah,
like,
right.
further on.
Yeah. I'll definitely have to listen to it, like, multiple more times. Because you just get more and more of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time, dude.
Yeah, fucking oath.
I love it.
No, yeah, great album.
Did you
it's good.
Get the message?
Oh, yeah, she emailed it to me.
Did she?
Do we want to look now?
Should we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's look.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Yeah. We'll edit it in.
We actually will, though. Fuck.
Or you'll probably see it on the gram first.
I need to light up a cig for opening.
It's celebratory.
It is a celebratory cig.
Oh, man.
Imagine we open it and it's hell shit.
Like, we look at it and we're just like,
yeah,
oh.
We're both like, ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she
can
didn't
tell
even,
she rushed it.
She didn't even give me any sneak peeks.
That's good.
I asked her once and then I did think after I sent the message, I was like, oh, actually, I'd rather just see it when it's done.
Mm.
And then she was like, oh, no, you've got to wait.
Yeah.
Because it'll be good.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But, I mean, I have full hope. I think it's going to be fucking sick.
Dude, she drew that shit. It's fucking cool.
Yeah, true zoo.
I mean, I've seen her pieces.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've seen more of them.
I've seen lots of them. All right. I'll wait for you to roll yours.
But this is a lot different to what she usually does.
Yes. Bit out of her well, not really, though.
True.
But it depends. I don't know what it's going to look like. So it could be out of her comfort zone or a mix of lots of her comfort zones. I'm going to come sit next to you.
That's cute.
Yeah, I just want to be close. Oh, so squeaky.
Babe, stop fucking me so hard. My parents are going to know.
Whoa.
Sorry, dude.
That's okay. Are you ready?
I'm pretty ready.
Oi!
What the fuck?
Oi!
Oh, that's... Oh! No way!
Dude. What? That is fucking gangster.
I was not expecting that.
Oh, the handshake.
I was not expecting that.
Oh!
That's sick!
That is fucking wicked.
Oh, bro, that's like... 10 times better than I could have imagined.
That was not what I thought it was going to be at all.
Oh, that's so dope.
That's fucking gnarly, dude.
Did she put your palace beanie on you?
I think it's supposed to be, yeah. But a bit dude.
Oh, that's so fucking sick.
That's fucking gangster. That was not what I expected.
Neither.
At all.
At all.
I don't know what I had in my mind.
Fuck, I don't know what I had.
I had something, but not that.
Nowhere near that good, dude.
Yeah, boy.
Let's go. Oh,
shit. Y'all rocking with the new cover?
We already know y'all going to be rocking with it. Dude, she's done very
That's
well.
That's gnarly.
Shout out Elfie Inc. again.
Oh, always shouts out. Fucking hell.
Holy shit, I'm gassed, dude. That's fucking impressive.
That is fucking awesome. How do I save?
That looks so cool.
That's so fucking cool, dude. Oh, man.
I actually can't believe that.
That's wicked.
Yeah.
It looks like an old school fucking hip-hop fucking album.
Fuck.
That's sick.
Even, like, us. Oh. Like, she drew us so well, bro.
Yeah, legit.
Like...
Oh, man.
I'm pretty sorry.
That's kind of like exactly how we explained it as well.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she like kind of went off the reference photo like a little bit, but
yeah.
You can tell how she's done her own sort of thing.
Because she did say like, because she told me the day she started it.
Mm.
And then that night she was like, oh, I didn't even really bother with the reference after a while.
Yeah.
I kind of just did my own thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, probably prefer that.
Yeah.
That's fucking gnarly.
Oh, bro. I'm so hyped for him to see it.
Fuck, now we don't have to try and remember to take a photo every time either.
Nah, we just have
We're definitely posting that right after this.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have to.
Easily, yeah. Y'all rocking with it?
Y'all rocking?
Oh, we can use that as our picture for this week too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, more than stoked.
Dude, I'm so happy.
That's fucking awesome.
I'm so happy.
Holy shit.
I'm at a loss for words, eh?
Literally.
Shit.
Man, that's fucking,
We got to carry on with this podcast.
Yeah, fucking hell. We should have waited till the end to do that.
Oh, it's just too keen, eh?
Hasn't even been a long wait.
No, it hasn't.
Basically took her like a week.
Yeah.
Less.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, still, that's awesome.
Mm.
Oh, anyway.
Shall I give you your album this week?
Yes, please.
I went to grab my hat then.
After seeing the photo of you wearing a hat.
Yeah. I had a few in mind, but I'm going to sit on them for a little bit.
All right.
And I'm going to give you Donuts by Jay Dilla.
All right.
It's quite different. And because I've been giving you a lot of pretty lyrically dense albums, like Black Country or Ants from Up There.
Yeah.
A Grand Don't Come for Three. Like, you kind of really have to focus.
Yeah.
This one, bro, you can chuck this on whenever.
Just chuck it on.
Like, it's literally a beat tape, pretty much.
Oh, well, that's fucking...
There's no lyrics. The only lyrics come from samples.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason why this album's so fucking cool, like, it's a classic. So, Jay Dilla had lupus and some other disease, like, he was on his deathbed.
Right. Yeah.
In hospital. Made it in 2 weeks or something. Or maybe longer.
Mm.
Or pretty well all while he was in hospital, except for two songs, on this, I can't remember what it's called. It's something 303, like a hell old, just simple piece of equipment.
Yeah, right.
Chopped up samples and shit with it, like made it all pretty well on his deathbed.
Mm.
Released it on his birthday when he was turning 31, 31 songs on the album, and he died 3 days after.
Shit.
Yeah. So that shook up the hip hop world big time.
Yeah.
But he made the album because it's like a beat tape. So it's like what a producer would, you know, give to rappers and like, you know, pick some beats. What do you like? What do you not like?
Yeah. Okay.
So he made it so the record label could still shop around the beats and like rappers can use them. But like it was still a solo work in itself. Like he would still get, you know, royalties off it and whatnot.
Yeah, gotcha.
So, dude, like MF Doom's made a bunch of songs to that, to the beats. Ghostface Killah, like.
Probably Farside as well.
Probably Farside, yeah.
Because remember they did a little tribute to him.
That, yeah.
Yeah.
That's another reason why I was giving you this album.
Yeah, fucking oath.
And cause,
I've definitely listened to songs from it before.
Yeah, you would have.
Because I recognize the fucking album cover.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And it's called Donuts because the album is like a perfect loop. Like the last, well, it actually starts off with the outro and ends with the intro.
I like that.
But the intro and the outro both have the same sample. So it's just a complete loop.
I like that.
Like a donut.
That's cool.
And Jay Dilla's favorite food was donuts.
Oh, fucking oath.
Yeah. That's like
there's such like a like perfect explanation to it, and then and he loves donuts.
Like that's the main reason it was called donuts.
As if that actually makes it even better.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Imagine
if he or no one figured out the actual like full loop. It was just Jay Dilla going, "I love donuts."
Yeah. But oh, it's a cool album. Like I said, you don't really have to focus too hard.
Is there rapping in it or?
No,
rapping.
No rapping. It's literally just beats. But the samples that he uses, like even the vocal samples, like it makes the beats into songs. Like there's this song called Don't Cry, which I think I heard that it was attributed to his mother because he didn't want her to cry as he was dying.
Yeah.
But I also read that it was for his brother. Like, I think it was just for his family.
His family, yeah.
Fuck, that's a really cool song.
Yeah.
Like, you hear that. Fuck, I almost want to play it now. Because all the songs are like a minute and a half.
I'll chuck it on.
Don't Cry.
Oh, I just opened my phone. It's just right on that.
Got to have another look.
Oh, man. It's gnarly.
Mm-hmm.
We look gangster.
Mm-hmm.
Just your mates, baby.
I didn't think I could look so cool, bro.
Yeah, literally. I wish I looked like that in real life.
Same, dude. It almost looks like Ed, Ed, and Eddie.
Yeah.
That's what I was it trying does. To think of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So cool.
Yeah.
So cool. Donuts. I had a movie for you. Before I recommended Trainspotting.
Right.
Oh, I've got it. I just remembered.
Yeah.
I just feel like flashback to when I was telling Ivy I was going to give it to you. And then she whispered in my ear, give him this instead.
Yeah.
All right. We'll chuck this song on and I'll tell you.
Hell yeah.
What's it called? Don't Cry.
Yeah.
There it is.
The first time I heard it, because I didn't know the story or anything.
Yeah.
Kind of got emotional, eh?
True.
He's like...
You hear it. See, I like these kind of songs. Because these are the kind of things that people have in like an intro and an outro. Like, won't be them rapping. It'll just be some vocals and some nice beats.
Yeah. That's the whole album, bro.
I like it. I like it.
What's your movie?
American Psycho.
Oh, I've heard of this too.
Yeah. That was what...
Aren't they making a remake?
Oh, I fucking hope not.
Yeah, right.
Because why fix something that ain't broken?
Yeah.
Like, this is the perfect example of why they shouldn't make a remake.
Right.
Like,
it's perfect.
Oh, it's a perfect movie.
Right.
Again, I keep recommending you like kind of fuck movies. Like, well, it is kind of fucked actually.
Judging off the title.
Yeah, again, based on a book.
True.
Most movies are.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
Yeah.
But, it's like a, what's the word? It's kind of like Joker.
Mm.
Have you seen Joker?
I haven't.
But there's a special word for it. It's a psychological thriller.
I kind of like it. Have I seen Joker?
The,
you can pause that, by the way.
Yeah.
Chill,
though. I like it.
Yeah, it is tough. Fucking. No, I don't think I've seen Joker.
Yeah.
But I've heard it's like.
Yeah, another one where, you know, it comes.
Twisted.
It's twisted and it comes. Or the whole movie, you're kind of like, what the fuck is happening?
Mm.
Sort of thing. It's kind of making sense, but not really. And then it ends and it's like, oh, right.
Yeah, right.
So it's basically about this guy. He's a stockbroker, I'm pretty sure. But, I don't even know how to explain it, to be honest.
Just watch it and
you've just got to watch it. And, like, I can't really explain any of it without it spoiling the ending.
Okay.
It's one of those ones.
No, that's cool.
Where, like, the explanation to it is the ending.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's Christian Bale who plays Batman in, have you seen the Batman? Well, there's been so many different Batmans. But he's like, in my opinion, he's the Batman that I grew up watching.
Okay.
You know how there's different eras of Batman?
Yeah.
You know, like the old heads, it's like Michael Keaton or fucking, who's the other cunt? A cunt before him. And then there was George Clooney. And then after George Clooney, it was Christian Bale.
Mm.
And he was the one that was in the Batman movie where Heath Ledger was Joker.
Okay.
Which is, by a lot of people, called the best ever Joker performance.
Right.
And there's been lots of Jokers.
Yeah.
But, or people who played Joker.
It would be a hard role to play.
Oh, fuck. Well, Heath Ledger died from playing that role.
Really?
Yeah, because he got so into the character that he then started taking sleeping pills and shit like that.
Fuck.
To, like,
get twisted.
Yeah, because he used, like, method acting for the role. So, like, even when he wasn't acting as Joker, he was, like, being the Joker.
Fuck.
If that makes sense.
I could see how that fucked him up.
Yeah, there's, like, interviews and stuff with, like, Christian Bale, who was Batman, and he was, like, we'd be, like, behind the scenes getting ready for a role, and you'd turn around and look at Heath, and he's, like, in a corner, like, talking to himself, and, like,
yeah, right.
And heaps of the scenes was Heath Ledger just improvising to freak out whoever he was in the scene with, because that's who the Joker is.
Yeah.
His name's Joker.
Yeah.
He's a fucking psychopath.
Fuck.
But anyway, he's another one that's in the 27 Club.
Yeah, right.
He went to Guildford Grammar.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He's WA boy.
Fuck yeah.
One of my aunties hooked up with him at a party in high school.
I bet that's her claim to fame.
Oh, yeah, it is. She might as well bring it up at every family gathering.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, went to Guildford Grammar.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, I did not know that.
But yeah, from memory, he died either a few days before the movie came out or a few days after the movie came out.
Right.
But that's another great movie.
Okay.
But yeah, Christian Bale. He also, Batman, because there's three of them where he's Batman.
Yeah.
And he's fucking awesome.
Yeah,
just
right.
Like proper playboy.
Yeah.
Like buff as fuck.
Hell yeah.
And then dresses up as a bat and fucks people up at night.
Fuck yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Badass.
Yeah. But, American Psycho was way before the Batmans.
Right.
American Psycho came out like 2002, I believe.
Okay.
Around like early 2000s. But yeah, it's just a fucking good movie.
Well,
same as Trainspotting, throughout the movie, it's him, the main character, narrating it.
Fuck,
which
yeah.
is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's similar to Trainspotting, but just completely different story.
Yeah.
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 And, like, you know that scene in Requiem for a Dream where they're fucking with the cop? Or the cop comes and sits next to him and he imagines him, like, stealing the gun and playing catch and shit?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's lots of scenes like that.
Right.
Like, someone will ask this guy a question and he'll be like, basically say, I want to fucking kill you and rip your head off and play with your blood.
Yeah,
and, like,
right.
shit like that.
Yeah.
And then the scene just, like, flips and it's just him sitting there, like...
In a daze.
Yeah. It's... I think you'll like it.
Yeah.
Judging by all the other movies I've given you and how much you've liked them.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
You'll like it.
Well, I do like a twisted movie, I can't lie.
Mm.
Like, I always used to watch horror... Those horror movies were the only kind of movies I was watching in boarding.
Yeah.
Don't ask me sense. Why. But...
Yeah.
Like... Dude, to be like, bro, what the fuck? Like, I would watch them by myself sometimes. Like, just in my room.
I used to do that in high school.
Yeah. Everyone was like, dude, what the fuck? Like, how do you do that?
I don't find horror movies scary.
I just like the thrill that it gave me.
But that's what I like about, like, not horror, but thriller movies.
Yeah.
Or, like, psychological thrillers. Is you actually go, like, oh, like, fuck.
Yeah,
sometimes I think like that.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
Like, not to be psycho. But no, you know what I mean. Like,
yeah.
They're almost more relatable than a horror movie where it's like, oh, yeah, some cunt's walking around in a fucking mask, slaughtering people and no one can find him.
Yeah.
And it's all in the same small little town. yeah.
It's, yeah. No, I'm picking up.
Yeah. But no, you, yeah.
I'm keen, eh?
I can't spoil too much.
Yeah, right. No, I'm definitely catching the drift of
it. I feel like the soundtrack for this one's pretty good as well.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I've been seeing heaps about American Psycho because I keep saying...
There's lots of memes about it.
Yeah. Oh,
Heaps of memes have been made from American Psycho, which makes sense when you watch it.
Right.
Because there's some scenes where they're like... It's like your mind is thinking, like, what the fuck? But your body's like... Holy fucking shit.
Yeah.
This guy's fucking crazy.
Loopy.
Yeah. Like, but it's funny.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I think it's the way he's acting as well. Like, there's this one scene. Mm. I obviously won't explain it. But, like, it's just this certain part in it. And it's just like, you can't help but laugh at it.
Okay.
Because, like, it's fucking crazy, but the craziness of it is like, this is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it's fucking good.
I'm pretty hyped.
Margot Robbie made a remake of, like, one of the opening scenes of it as well for, like, an advert fucking ages ago.
Yeah.
Which was also pretty cool. But, great movie.
Hell yeah. I'm keen, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck, yeah.
I'm keen for you to watch it.
Yeah.
I need to start making a list of when a movie comes to mind to recommend you, so I can just go off that.
Yeah.
Because it always comes to this day, and throughout the week leading up, I've thought of so many movies, and then it comes to this moment, and I'm like, fuck.
You can't think of any of them?
Nah.
I do that a bit
I'm
as
lucky
well.
I could backlog and remember.
But yeah. Well, I've got like, fuck, I got a fair few albums lined up for you, eh?
Yeah. That's why I need to make notes, because even talking about movies now, I'm thinking about movies to give you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure Fight Club will be on the list now.
I was going to give it to you
this
week, but then I was like, that's too easy because it got brought up before.
Yeah.
It seemed like I just fucking was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I was going to give you Fight Club.
Coincidence.
Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah.
Should we wrap?
We should.
Because I need to piss again.
Yeah.
And
we don't
want
to get on to our last topic from last week again. Fapping at work.
Fapping, yeah.
Shitting.
Yeah. Yeah, let's not get into that again.
Let's not get to that point. No.
We need to wrap this up so we can post our new fucking cover.
Yeah, dude. Get hyped.
Ooh, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Cheers, mates. Every Tuesday.
Yo!